By now, most Australians know the feeling of being trapped at home during COVID lockdowns. And if you feel like noise and a lack of light make things tougher, you're not alone. A new Australian report's found mental health impacts during lockdowns largely depend on the conditions where you live. Social affairs correspondent Norman Hermont reports.
The most recent lockdown in Brisbane's outer suburb of Yarrabilba was a challenge for Carol Muir Stokes. She had four grandchildren under the age of nine homeschooling and a tiny backyard that was a no-go zone.
Hearing other children yelling and screaming and mum yelling and screaming and doors slamming, because the houses are so close together, you can hear everything and there's not a real lot of ways you can block out that noise.
And all of that noise took a toll on her mental health.
I get very stressed and very anxious because I'm trying to ignore those other noises so that I can remain positive.
Noise, lack of natural light, and conditions such as mold and damp are just some of the factors identified in a new report from the University of Sydney that looked at how housing conditions impacted mental health during lockdown. Published in the International Journal of Housing Policy, Marley Bauer is the study's lead researcher.
In a way, it's really not rocket science. You know, if you're stuck in your house in lockdown and you can't escape from problems, many felt like their housing problems were now just staring them in the face.
Researchers surveyed more than 2,000 people from mid to late 2020. Those who reported being bothered by noise in lockdown were 18% more likely to suffer anxiety. Respondents who lived in dwellings with good natural light were less likely to be depressed. The conclusion? Renters and low-income earners have a tougher time during lockdowns. Marley Bauer.
These restrictions tended to have a disproportionately negative impact on people who were living in poor quality or unaffordable housing.
For Beck Brooker in Melbourne, just thinking about her time in a share house with four others during last year's long lockdown is triggering.
Being in that house, you know, 23, 24 hours a day was really challenging. Some of the rooms were quite cold and dank. They didn't really have a lot of natural light.
She eventually moved during lockdown to a two-bedroom house, but there the problem was constant noise from construction.
It really contributed to feelings of stress and anxiousness, like I was so overwhelmed by this constant sense of noise.
The study recommends the impact of natural light and external noise be better accounted for in building codes and design guides for social housing. Marley Bauer from the University of Sydney says between future pandemics and climate change, there will be more lockdowns to come.
So we need housing policy and standards which make it safe for everyone to shelter in place without having poor mental health.
Dr. Marley Bauer from the University of Sydney, ending that report from Norman Hermont.